Dulala, he hurled his spear. But it slipped off. He couldn't hurt Garya. Garya's skin slided off. He throw more spear he throw, and then another he throw, hard! Want to get him, but no good, not on that Garya, no good. He took up another, then another, and he kept throwing all them spear, but he had no more left, no more. Then that Garya, he come, run after Dulala, his mouth open, oh, fire come out, fire, bad. Dulala, he run, very fast across the plain. Garya sliding, sneaking after him, faster. Garya gave chase, the earth piling up against his chest, just like the water in front of the boat, you know. Terrible, winding about like huge snake, faster. Oh, long way away. Dulala, tired, but he see. Do you guess what he see? He see the bumble tree, eh? Bumble tree. And do you know what? That bumble, that is the mother-in-law of Garya. Hey, mother-in-law. No Garya can go near mother-in-law. Same for you and me. Garya, now get bad. So Dulala knew if he can get to the bumble tree, he will be safe. Running faster. He reached the tree. Garya at right on his feet, ready to grab him. Dulala threw himself at it. Grab hold of her. Oh, save me, I'm here. Then, when Garya saw that Dulala had reached the bumble tree, he stopped. Whoa, bad. Mother-in-law, not go near. Don't look. Go away. He's come to a stop, and he turned and go back to the water, along the creek beds he had made. And do you know, I tell you, and you can look and you can see it true, those creek beds which he had carved in the land when he was chasing Dulala, they're still there, you know. Now when it's dry and the drought comes, nothing, no water. When the rain come, a creek bed fill up and we have water. And that's how it is now. And I tell you, today, that Garya is still in that Bubra Lagoon. And Aboriginal people, we still keep that law. No one go into that lagoon or stay near the edge of that lagoon when the sun go down.